Konnichiwa. Welcome to What Would Wham Bevan Say? Yes, I'm Rob London, and with me currently here in Tokyo, where are my two Oriental podcasters? Firstly, a man with a sumo weight of statistics, our very own emperor of the pod. It's Sam Sankey.
Hello.
And also, he's heading down the sushi train, no doubt, with his kamikaze attitude. It's Dennis Waywell.
Konbanwa.
How are we, boys? I
All
was going to
right.
do the voice, but I was told by the family I'm not allowed to. I'm just recording, lads, from a pod in Tokyo, and they can hear me. So, for the first time in what, 133 episodes, I won't be swearing, which is good, isn't it?
Let's
Yes.
see.
Dennis, you've caught a bit of colour, especially on your nose there, son. What's happened?
It's always the nose to get it first on my face. Been down to a peninsula as well, so the
Oh.
shape of my nose. Portland, is it Portland? Yeah, Portland, just near Weymouth. Went to see Brian Butterfield,
Oh, lovely.
for all those fans of new business ideas. He's a place to go and check out.
My mum walked into a lamppost in Weymouth and
Oh.
catching the ferry to Guernsey. She nearly knocked herself out. So
Oh, I see.
she definitely would have been out the following week. Based on what she did to herself. Sam, you've been painting, or you're about to paint, just prepping at the moment.
Oh, just going to finish off today. It's been a big job. We've got a new carpet coming next week, so
Ooh, Ackminster.
Oh, yeah, very, very high wall content, of course. It's got to be,
Right, let's crack on, boys, because this is a mini pod. This could be the new theme as we go through summer with us all gallivanting around. So on to the Catalan game. Oh, Sam's straight away.
Sam's got,
Just
admin. Just for the listener, that means sadly there's not going to be no hidey high, but great news is going to be no tackle bags. Or have I got that the wrong way round?
No,
And the
sayonara.
funny thing was that this Brian Butterfield thing, he asked for tackle bag ideas, so I did actually put one in, but he didn't pick it. I put
Oh dear.
the Day Glow match fixture sort of marketing idea. But
Oh,
yeah, you didn't
lovely,
pay that.
lovely. Right, review Catalan, or as the BBC have started calling them on their website, Catalans. Very interesting. The team was Dufty, Thewlis, Ty, King, Ashton, Williams, Drinkwater, Harrison, Walker, Vaughan, Nicholson, Fitzgibbon, and Curry. Interchange bench was Wood, Musgrove, Philbin, and Powell. Jordan Crowther was not on the flight. Sam Burgess quoted as saying he's got some important time with his family that he needs to be there for, and he's got a little niggle as well. So could Wyre, in their wildest dreams, knock out a solo win in France, or would Catalan make it a ménage à trois of victories? Here's the highlights.
Back-to-back sets on their own line. Last one now, Garcia. And it intercepted. A chance now. All the way, Thewlis. And they got the legs. Johnston chasing back. Superb break by Josh Thewlis. But brilliant covering from the Catalan defence. It's going to be a penalty. And it could well be Tom Davis.
In the bin.
In the bin.
We're from the crowds. I thought Thewlis can help me. Now, nothing left.
More. High.
Look, I think if Catalan try to take the 2 points here, Stuart, then I actually think it's a let off, and I think that Warrington will be delighted with that outcome.
As it begins, my one condition is.
Williams, that's a great ball.
It's there again. We drew that move earlier, and they've done it again.
But before tackling was from four, but Williams look out for the line! And George Williams, he was quiet in the first half, but you cannot keep him quiet for long. Abdul, they'll run it with four. Borg with a dummy, get the ball out. Brilliant defence again from Warrington. Warrington's defensive heroics struck again.
I thought Romano got that ball down. My initial reaction.
Yeah, no try. William looking to go through. And I think that's a penalty. Yeah. It is a penalty. Over 10 minutes to go, Walker, it goes back. Drinkwater and Williams, it's Ashton for the corner, it's Ashton for the try, and is it Ashton for the win? Farge now is the hope for Catalan. There might be in the corner with Davies. And Tom Davies keeps the game alive. You know, we've been gradually improving, especially with the ball, but a lot tonight we saw a different style of win. It's tough. It was gritty. And we didn't have much go our way in the first half. We defended the whole half basically, and to go in at 2-2 was good. So it was probably the most enjoyable win so far. I mean, every win's great, but that was a really, really special one. We kept off a good week, and I'm pleased for the team.
Final score: Catalan 8, Warrington 16. There were tries for Williams and Ashton. Conversion, Thulis 1 from 2, and penalties, Thulis 2 from 2. Now, just heard Burgess talking there, Sam. He said it was a different style of win. Summing it up, he said it was a gritty performance. What a performance.
Yes. Yeah, it was definitely a different style of performance. Dare I use the word...
Oh,
resilience.
We
really did have our backs against the wall during that first half. And whilst it is true to say Catalans, which I think it is plural.
Yes.
But anyway, the Dragons, while it is true to say the Dragons are not quite the attacking force this year they were, we repelled them time and time again. Just looking at one particular stat through the game, the Dragons had 45 occasions where they played the ball within our 20.
Wow.
And we only had just 9 in theirs. So the field position was huge in favour of the Dragons, and we repelled them.
Was that when Kendall Mintcate gave them like 6 again, 4 times on the trot on our line? That
would have helped, yes. But we didn't break. And I think that is the huge thing to take. I mean, we joke about the word resilience, and our old manager from two goes away, our old coach. Mm. But if I'm seeing anything about this Burgess team, that is currently it, where they're all backing each other up time and time again.
That right edge, Sam, looks a bit different. Any reason why, do you think? What would you put that
down
to?
I've got to say, for me, this was his best game so far, because
I know what you're getting at.
He won't say his name.
Can you put his name there to just who you refer to?
Roderick Tighe.
Yeah.
This was his best game in particular, His carrying of the ball away from our own line, the strength. If this doesn't sound too daft, his strength is his strength, if you know what I mean, his power. I don't think he's, so far what I've seen, he's not got the subtlety.
Here we go, Dennis. Yeah.
It sounded positive, but it wasn't.
Don't have a go. But what he has got is power and strength. And he showed it in abundance during this game.
Mm-hmm. Is it Paula Abdul's playing for them in the halves? He's had one too many croissants. He was wheezing,
he definitely
kicking
has.
out from under this. He's not going the length anytime soon. I think they've got really poor pair of halfbacks at Catalans. I think that's their problem. Mm. Dennis, you watched the game?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I think I watched it with Mrs. Waywell because the first thing she said is she said, "What's up with him?" Referring to Abdul and his obviously physique. Yeah, she said he doesn't look like a normal one. I don't know if you're watching the cricket. There's the Pakistani goal wicket keeper.
Yes.
He's a big shape. And I said, well, actually, he might be quite athletic. And then a ball skipped over his head about 6 inches and he missed it. But he did a cracking dive to finish. I thought if they were doing it on dives, then it'd be great. But I digress. I did see it. I thought it was great. First bit of incident was the sending off, wasn't it? After Thulis made that break and Tom Davis lining on.
Yeah.
Do you think that helped us to sort of like, you know, withstand a bit of that pressure for 10 minutes after?
I think Roderick Ty flattened one of theirs, didn't he? In like the first minute, one went off concussed.
Yeah.
They had no interchange, I don't think, for about the last 20, 30 minutes of the game. They'd used them all.
That's
so
right.
It was a depleted Catalan side that.
Welcome to a natural water spring. Infused with history. A water that began 5,000 years ago. Beneath the Halliwell Jones. Gradually transformed. By the rich minerals absorbed on its path. And a toxic pipe linked back to Wilder's pool. With an abundance of carbon dioxide. Providing acidity. That provides an experience greater than any grapevine. Bottled directly from the source. And not from the overflowing drains on the Tesco car park. Today's water sources. Josh Cryptosporidium water is negative. The water is now safe to drink.
Round 12 results. Castleford 30, Hull 22, Huddersfield 10, Lee 16, Saints 40, Leeds 10, London 14, Hull KR 64, and Salford 6, Wigan 26. Again, I think those results are getting a bit predictable now, Sam, all the way through. We're starting to see a split in the table almost.
Yes, we are. And London, after a couple of weeks of slight resurgence against Hull, came unstuck against their City rivals, didn't they? And actually, that big win, that 50 points, has actually given Hull KR a small advantage over us.
Yeah, big score there. Okay, well, on to the review for Wigan. The team was Taylor Ray. Now, the way it was listed on the programme was Lindop, Wrench, Ty and Jake Thulis. So although I think Lindop did switch round with Wrench in the bit that I saw. Ratchford, Drinkwater, Bullock, Palwood, Holroyd, China in Your Hands, Tapau, Whitehead, and the interchange bench was Musgrove, Green, Nicholson and Hartill. Many regular first-team players were clearly missing, but forced changes included George Williams, having received a one-match ban for a late contact charge he picked up during the win over Catalans. And Joe Philbin, who has undergone surgery on his groin, is expected to be out for 10 weeks. Here's the highlights.
Ratchford in backfield. That's not the best pass, but he gets a lovely bounce. Now the kick through the line. Big moment here. On the opportunity, here's Drinkwater, pokes a kick through early in the set. Will it bounce? It will! Touches down his own kick, and Warrington Star gets better and better. Coming back to this near side is Fred, short pass and Sedler trying to power his way over Drinkwater, and he will do. going to the left. Here is Smith. Smith's got runners outside. It goes to Marshall. Marshall with a flying finish. Ball back on the inside. There's Cruz leaving. Wigan go back to back. Oh, Kieran. Now this is a problem for Wigan. This is a problem, and Adam Kieran knows it.
Oh, this is awful. This is all. This is. Mark, this is as bad as it gets.
Good pick up there from Drinkwater. Floats the kick towards Radford. A score! Warrington are in!
Oh, very close. Warrington 18, Wigan 19. There were tries for Lindop, Drinkwater and Ratchford. Penalty, Ratchford converted one, but the conversions, Ratchford missed one, 2 from 3, which was the telling factor in the end. Now, I wasn't so much jet lagged, but I kind of watched it at 1 a.m. in the morning yesterday. So I did skip through a lot of the time Wigan had possession of the ball. But from what I could see, a good big un always beats a good little un. And I thought that was kind of the narrative of the game, Sam. We were just maybe a stone a man lighter than they were.
Yes, I would agree. I mean, I think I don't want us to go overboard. And there was a couple of comments on the TV afterwards. I thought there was a good piece with Jody Cunningham, actually, where they said Warrington won't get too carried away, but when you see young lads give their all and get some reward for it, although ultimately they lost, but get some reward for it, because we started really well. I was amazed that we went 12-0 up, and then we had a horrific 15, nearly 18 minutes leading up to the end of that first half. And I thought, hello, second half, the floodgates will open.
Yeah.
You really liked Drinkwater at that point, didn't you? That text coming through there, Sam. Spring water or something, or whatever spring, it was.
Yeah, yeah. It was like Evian, wasn't he? Briefly at the start and orchestrating it. But the one thing that was very noticeable until the last 15 minutes or so was that when Wigan got on a roll, their forwards were going 10 metres, 12 metres a carry, whereas ours were going 3 or 4.
Yeah, there was a time in that second half where we just didn't look like we were ever going to score. And you thought, the minute they get down either end of the field, they'll kind of walk in, which they didn't quite. But no. I still, as much as they're brave and they're so, you know, they put so much into it, I still think there's a few lads in that Warrington team that are just too small. Just don't think they're ever going to fill out. You can't grow 3 inches and put 4 stone on overnight, can you?
I know. I'd like to pick just a couple out though, if I may, for what I've seen. Firstly, someone we've seen a lot of so far is Holroyd. I think his engine, his fitness levels are clearly very good. He is only 19, and I agree with you 100%. He needs to put at least a stone on. You would
came up with a couple of good hits though, didn't he?
That's what I'm saying, Dennis. He's got something about him, but whether he can be big enough to go from being a good average player to a higher class player.
He reminds me a little bit of Paul Derbyshire.
Yes,
he used to put his body on the line, you know, that kind of attitude.
Yes, that's a good analogy, that, yes. Mm. The other one, he got man of the match. Was slightly surprised at that, actually watching the game live. But Lindop, again, he's only 18. He's fairly tall. So if he can continue to develop, I think there's a chance. There's a chance there. Max Wood, what a shame he went off injured. He was playing brilliant. Rob, I know you like him. And
didn't he come back on?
He came back on for about 3 or 4 minutes and went almost straight back off.
Do you think that was a classic Burgess? There's nothing wrong with you get back out there, but, you know, three broken ribs. Yeah. There's a bit of that going on. Yeah. What was up with Rensch? Rensch had a shocker. Didn't think Rensch
wasn't great.
He did.
So that means ties in the centre. Rensch won't get his place back.
I think so.
A very enthusiastic review. This you can tell when Sam's not drinking at the game,
can't you?
He wants to get everything out, and he's very detailed.
I know.
Yeah, this and the other. I'm just going to bring it down. Do you think we should have just played a first full team and not dropped anybody for this match? Well, come on, Rob. I mean, you're like chief strategist, in the sort of work.
Very confused. It was late at night. I was in a different time zone. I turned it on and there was all these players on the field that I didn't recognise. It was very odd. And Joe Bullock was running hard, which made it even more
difficult
for me to work it out. Now, what about this centre that whacked Lindop in the head? He's not going to play next week at Wembley, is he?
No, he'll be off. Surely he'll be banned, even if it's only a couple of games.
I think John Wilkin did us a favour by really talking him down when it happened.
Yes.
He really
is. He definitely won't be playing next week.
Today's water sources. Josh Cryptosporidium water is positive. Please boil the water before drinking.
Round 13 results: Huddersfield 24, Hull 18, Saints 24, Catalans 12, Hull KR 12, Lee 0, and Leeds 32, Castleford 4. We're recording this on Sunday lunchtime over there?
Yep.
Sunday night here in Tokyo. So Salford and London are yet to play. But looking at the table, Saints are out on top on 20 points with Wigan also on 20. As Sam mentioned before, Hull KR with that great win over London have pipped us by 5 goal difference points. Now they're on 18, but leaders on 18 as well. And then Catalans are in 5th on 16, Leeds in 6th on 14. Are Hull getting any better? Have they improved? Is there just signs that they're going to be ready to beat us when we play them? No.
Who's this new coach? Is he any good? Has he got a reputation over in Australia?
I don't know. I've missed that. Have they got a new coach, have they?
Yeah.
For next year,
yeah.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
I apologise for the mini pod. detailed research, as we've done fuck all.
What is a peninsula, Dennis? What makes it a peninsula?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask this because there's various terms for the outcrops of landmass on the edge of the thing. And
right.
I have no idea. But Portland is very much steeped in history because they supplied a lot of stone for the main buildings in London, such as St. Paul's Cathedral.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's all there. Okay. So, yeah, that's all I've got.
Before that, John Craven's News Round.
Matty Nicholson will leave Wire at the end of the season to play in the NRL. For the Canberra Raiders, he will make the move to the Australian capital with Warrington's blessing. Are we going to get a transfer fee for him, Sam? Do we get any money for that?
We are entitled to ask for one. I've not read anything about was actually game on, but the rules say we can ask for a transfer fee.
You can ask. What does that mean?
Well,
you can ask.
Well, actually, what he's under contract to Warrington, we could refuse to let him go. So the transfer, the move's been agreed, as Rob says, with our blessing. Whether we just get a notional one of 10 grand or what, I don't know. We'll have to keep our eyes on that.
Didn't we sell the Americans London Bridge when they thought they were getting Tower Bridge? Could we do something with Ben Curry, maybe?
Hair transplant. We've talked about this. This is the future, isn't it? If we could change his hair.
Maybe Adam Holroyd could go out and develop himself for a couple of years.
Warrington are in negotiations with Sam Burgess to extend his contract an additional 12 months. It would mean Burgess would remain at the HJ until the end of 2026.
Is this though? He's already got $20 million in his back pocket from South Sydney in 2 years. Is that what we're up against, do you think?
Don't know. Interesting to see. I mean, will the Burgess effect have worn off by 2026? Mm. How long does it last for that hero worshipping? Not sure. But Sam, you've been through his bins yet? I know you have to sort of pump the dinghy up to get around the back there, but anything on that yet?
I'm working on a full list of his diet over the course of a week.
Oh, lovely.
So next full pod, I'll be able to bring you what he eats on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, God. Friday on a 2 week cycle.
Did you not get the letter, Sam? Is that we've got no material for these mini pods? So if you could get it for the next mini pod, that would be great.
Okay,
get us out of a hole.
Right. Do you remember that documentary they did where they had fake animals with little cameras in? Did it like, you know, they had a little turtle, it had a camera in, so they could get closer to the other wildlife.
Oh yes, oh, yeah.
Could we get like a GoPro on a fake swan? Get it round the back.
one of those blow up
mallard
animals.
Blow up mallard.
People having the swimming pools on holidays. I reckon DJ Dave Birchall have brought one back off his holidays. I'm sure we can get a rubber ring with it that's got a Hoover duck's head on the front.
A rumour now confirmed is Huddersfield Luke Yates will head to the HJ. The Australian forward will link up with Warrington next season on a 2-year contract. Yates started his career at the Newcastle Knights, playing 25 games before heading to the UK and playing 28 games for London, 19 games for Salford, and racking up currently 79 games with the Giants. Didn't realise he'd been to all these clubs, but I'm still to be convinced, lads. I'm still thinking he's fiddling the tackling figures with third man in.
Now, do you not think, though, that the Burgess effect is worth 20% of performance?
Oh, that's excellent.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he might.
So he'll no longer be a Yates's Wine Lodge then if he's added 20% on. What would he become, Sam? What's the next tier up from Yates's Wine Lodge?
So are we saying Yates's Wine Lodge is above a Wetherspoons, are we?
Yes.
So we're saying it's Wetherspoons, then a Wine Lodge.
Yeah.
Then is it going to be somewhere like the Mulberry Tree and then the Little Manor? Is that the way we're going?
I'd have the Mulberry Tree below Yates's Wine Lodge, if I'm honest.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah.
That's another thing we can work on. Maybe Dennis can work on that.
This mini pod really needs working on, doesn't it? Tell you.
Yeah,
I tell you what there is, though. I think it was Dennis who brought it up on last time. There was some very enthusiastic comments made, first from Yates and then from Burgess. Yates saying how Burgess was brilliant and fantastic and an inspiration.
Oh, you're going to get Danny Walker jealous.
Well, that's the thing. Is that what he's doing? Is Burgess bringing these players on to just spark, sir, I'm the best. Sir, I'm the best. Please look at me, sir. I'm going to be better than him. Yeah. Is it just going to develop a bit of competition within the squad as to who can be teacher's pet?
I'm feeling, Dennis, that Sam's had a quiet weekend because I'm exhausted. You're sunburnt and he's on the edge of his seat today.
I know.
Unbelievable.
You can't stop him, can you? Hey, can I ask you a question, Rob? I mean, you sent us a picture of that thing when you were on the toilet yesterday with all the buttons.
Oh, yeah. Got it down pat.
Was it like a random bingo game where you pressed each button for a shot in a different area of the buttocks? Yep. What was that?
There's four settings, and there is a resilience setting, but it's called something else. I've used that tonight. The trouble is, it's quite sexual. And I found myself spraying it up my arse for about 20 minutes before I turn it off. So, yeah. Also found that there's a heat button as well. You can blow heat up your arse as well. So, yes, great fun. Yeah. I may never leave.
You'd have one installed, aren't you? Jesus.
Predictions. Trying.
told you earlier on today, apparently a woman rang the BBC and said she heard that there was a hurricane on the way. Well, if you're watching, don't worry, there isn't.
I'll predict Warrington, but can I do it with a caveat, please?
Hello, everyone. It's your favourite computer, Hal. Thank fuck that Wilderspoolina has left. I knew a Vic 20 once with a better personality. Right then. On to business. And the Challenge Cup final. Warrington will score 51.85% of the points. See you all in London. Although I won't be at Wembley. I've tickets for ABBA.
Okay, on Saturday, the Challenge Cup final sees Wire take on Wigan. Kickoff is at 3 p.m. Hal has gone for a Warrington victory, with the Wire scoring 51.85% of the points. Both Dennis and Sam will be at Wembley. Gentlemen, may I have your sideline predictions, please?
Okay.
Well,
do you want me to go first?
Before we go to the predictions,
before
we go to the Wembley predictions, there's a steward's inquiry.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. What's happened here is Sam's looking at a prediction table that I'm on top now of on 16 points, but clearly I've done it wrong again. So where have I gone wrong this time?
You went for a draw yesterday, so that's an incorrect result. So how can you have it get any points?
Wasn't I closest and also within 5%?
You was, but I do appreciate that the rules of this competition are as wide and easy to drive a truck through as the salary cap rules. But so far this year, getting any closest points has been reliant on getting the correct prediction of who's going to win.
You've got to give him in. Give it to him.
First one is who's going to win.
Yeah, that's why you've got a point.
Yes.
That's why
and you said draw, which is an incorrect result. So anyway, I think given this is a mini pod, we could still be here 14 hours later on a Stew's inquiry of this. But I'll just put it out there that you've tried to cheat yourself to the top of the table.
Oh, dear. I'm on holiday and everything's terrible.
That's terrible, isn't it? I have a point for supporting you?
Yes, you can, Dennis. I'll change later and send it through. And actually, I'm going to deduct Sam a point for actually taking on the rules. Right, who's going first? Sideline prediction. I mean, I think Dennis is going to be. You're going to be closer to the sideline, surely, with what you've spent on your ticket. I mean,
I thought you were going to say about my nose. Then
he's going to be up with the gods, Sam, isn't he? In his Wembley ring, or whatever it's called. I tell you, after 20 minutes on a Tokyo toilet, I've got a Wembley ring. My goodness.
Is that your seat for next week, is it? I'll go first. I've not been that impressed with Wigan the last few games. I've been watching a few of their games. I don't think they're as potent as they have been, even though they probably lead the charts for a number of tries, but we showed them up yesterday. So I do think we'll win, and I think we'll win quite handsomely, and I'm going to go for 38%.
No, you can't be 38% if we're going to win.
Sorry, 88%.
Which has nothing to do with 38%. I don't know what that's...
don't know where that
surely
came
you meant
from.
62%, didn't you?
Did I? 62%.
No, he said
62.
Write down 88, Sam. That's what he said first. Write that down.
Okay. Right.
Dear.
Dennis, I hope you're right. Hey. I have also been very impressed by us of the last few weeks. However, I'm going with deliberate reverse psychology. I'm going to say Warrington only 40%, and then I can't lose.
Oh, you party pooper. You can't go against them in the cup final week.
I'm going against us. I'm going against
us. Though, that's what I'm on about. I'm saying that Wigan have not been playing well, and I think we're probably at the top of our game. I think they're all itching to get out there next week, and we'll smash them.
Yeah. I think so too, but I'm still saying it was only 40%.
Is Kendall Mintcake's not the ref, is he? Who's the ref? We don't know.
We have no idea
on this mini pod who the ref is. Right. Well, I'm going to say, with Roderick Tye now nailed in for that right edge position, that Wigan aren't going to score. And therefore, Warrington will score 100% of the points.
Oh, I like this. Oh, does he get any bonus points for this, Sam? Let's just qualify this now, because you know he'll rip, 20
he'll rip,
onto
he'll rip
this.
These apart. He'll be on some kind of, you know.
No, I think that is such a bold prediction that if Warrington score more than 95%, I think we'll give you 100 bonus points and just call it you've won the competition.
Just the rules have gone out the window. I know. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Okay, that's it. We'll be back with another mini pod sometime soon. But until then, it's a sayonara from Sam.
All the best.
A sayonara from Dennis.
Bye, sayonara.
Jesus, there's an edit. And a sayonara from me. You've been listening to What? What Bevan say? I think I'm allowed to say when I'm in the country like that. It's fine,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yes, and I'm connected through the headphones. So. Take